بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. Respected elders and brothers, sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. And let us begin our program with our dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant shifa to those who are ill. May Allah grant him shifa un kamil. May Allah grant the family of the ill person sabr and ajr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. And may Allah rabbul izzah tabarak wa ta'ala grant ummatul Islam tawfiq to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, we ask you to say ameen for those who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa and kamil, especially those who are in critical condition and those who got some severe sickness. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them shifa min haythu la yahtasibu, from somewhere they never expected. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as he shafi, the one who bring the cure and the healer of this dunya, may Allah grant him shifa on kamil inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, welcome to our program. Firstly, I'd like to say shukran to Hafiz Bilal for engineering me tonight, and Uncle Yusuf and all our friends on Radio Islam Studio. And I'd like to say shukran to our listeners, those always listening to me. And today we're talking about another world. Oh, this ayah of Quran al-Kareem, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٍ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. We're talking about the other world. We say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise due to Allah, the Lord of the world. So what is Alameen? The other creation besides insan, wa alameen is the world. World of the animals. We got nowadays department or universities or college digging and researching about the animal kingdom. 1400 years ago, Quran al-Kareem, Deenul Islam, a hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated and showing us the miracle of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the animal kingdom. So when insan, human being, try to insult one another and say, you are like animal, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala praise some animal, and he, alladhi ahsana kulla shay'in khalaqa, the one who beautify every creature of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah is the creator, beautified and made it beautiful for all his creation. Brother in Islam, animals, insects, birds, it's another kingdoms, another worlds, nations, knows Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, prostrating to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We know, when we read Quran al-Kareem, we find some surah has a name of animals, like Surah al-Baqarah, Surah Naml, Surah Ankabut, and then we have some animal being mentioned in Quran, in the Surah or in Quran in many places in the Kitab of Allah. When Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions some words in Quran, it's an indication that you must go, and it's very significant, very special, you must go and study that life story of this animal or the nature of this animal. Because I live on a desert before, I grow up on some type the Arabian life. So let me tell you about the camel. You go in the zoo and you watch the camel. Now the camel was there by our houses. So if you talk about camel, I quote for you 109 hadith, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the camel. So 109 hadith, plus that ayah of Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, don't they look at the camel, how we created it. Brother and sister in Islam, camel, all the type of the ages of camel, it's there on Kitab al-Bukhari, it's there on Kitab al-Buyu', Kitab al-Zakat, in Tafsir al-Quran, you will find many type and groups of camel. You got Hijin, you got Sa'iba, you got Bahira, and you got Wasila, you got Ham, you got Ishar, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. And we got Ibil, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. And you have نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. And we got a hadith, so much, and we will talk about the camel. Why I choose the camel? Because you got so many animals. Because Allah is asking me and you and the Arab, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Haven't they seen, or don't they see, how we created the camel? This Ibil, Ibil is many camels. And we know that in spite of technology, and we've got cars, we've got so many electric things and so many transportation, till now, in each and every army, you will find that camel section or the camel troops. Because there are some places in the desert, forget about the tanks and cars, we need the camel. We call it Hijin, Al-Hijin. Al-Hijin, it means the camel use it in a war, fighting. Right. You got camel, Al-Jamal is a male one, and Naqa is a female one. Why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned that? Because there are some miracles in this type of creation of Allah. Each and every part of the body of the camel is used. You know, sometimes when the donkey died, some part of the body, it's haram to use it. But the camel, that is called the sheep of the desert, or the miracle of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, when he said, Ibil, Jumalatun Sufur, and you got Sa'iba, you got Bahira, Sa'iba, Wasila, Ham. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned even the use and the ages of the animal and how many times of the pregnant animal and how many babies they got. It's there on the Kitab of Allah. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. When the pregnant camel stopped. Brother and sister in Islam, let us talk about the camel. The bones of the camel, the milk of the camel, the urine of the camel, the stools of the camel, the hair of the camel is used, it's called herbs or natural medication. Ask me, I grow up on that. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He said that look, and He asked us to look at the camel, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. So, Ibil, camel on the ground, and quickly he took us to the sky and heaven. So the value of the camel is equal to the value of the sky, wal-ard, wal-jibal. So it is like this. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ مَا يُضَحَّ عَلَيْهِ الْهَدِي. The best qurbani ever you give, it's that hadi, the camel. Allah said, وَالْبُدْنَ جَعَلْنَاهَا مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. That slaughtering the camel, it is a symbol of hajj, or the hadi, or that qurbani you gave it to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, by Ibn Majah, camel, لَكُمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ. You have goodness on the camel. الْإِبْلُ عِزٍ لِأَهْلِهَا. The ibl is honor for the owner. Female camel, all of it is khair. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named his female camel, we call it Al-Qaswa. Treating the camel as a living being, or as the creation of Allah who knows Allah. When he made hijrah, the Ansar, the people of Medina, they want to direct this female camel to some places. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, دعوها إنها مأمورة. leave it, it is being commanded by Allah to go to certain place. So this camel received the order and instruction of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Famous camel in Quran is Naqatullahi wa Suqiyaha. That camel of Nabi Salih alayhi salam, that camel, I just want to remind our listeners that when you find something belong to Allah, Abdullah, Naqatullah, Baytullah, Rasulullah, Waliyullah, Kitabullah, you must be careful. Any exceeding the boundary of Allah with this stuff belong to Allah directly, the adab of Allah will come to the person immediately, not on the day of Qiyamah. Camel of Salih was Naqatullah. It's not like my Naqa, a female camel of mine or yours. When we say Masjid is Baytullah, be careful to misuse the property of Masjid or try to violate the right of the Masjid, because it belongs to Allah immediately. Baytullah, Kitabullah, Rasulullah, and Waliyullah, the saint of Allah or the proper slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, Naqatullah. Then, in the day of Qiyamah, in the day of Qiyamah, you will find in Jannah also camel. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ وَفْدًا, that we'll call upon the righteous, the pious people, to Allah in congregation on a group. But the Mufassirin said they are riding a female camel towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, what should we do when we go to any farm and we find the camel? We say, oh mashallah, we have to look at the camel and we have to respond to the call of Allah. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَ. If you look at the word, it's called Ibl. Ibl walks in row, lines. That's why they call it طَيْرًا أَبَابِيل. What is أَبَابِيل? Birds are flying, that bird of carrying the stone of Jahannam, to the people, or the Abraha, the one who want to break the Kaaba. They came on rows and saf, Ababil, Tayran Ababil, come on rows and saf. As we said, Sahabat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his home and his property always on top of the camel. Reason? To make hijrah, to move for the sake of Allah or fi sabilillah. Once these people got homes like us, we got very heavy to move. But if this Bedouin, the people who live from place to another place, it's very easy for them to leave this watan and home and go for the sake of Allah. When we deal with a camel, we deal with a person who must know that value of that creation of Allah. Camel complained the owner to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the tears in the eyes of the camel. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing the garden of someone, and then he said to the Sahaba, open the gate of this garden, I want to know something. So they opened the gate, and then they find the camel. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the tears on the eyes of the camel, and then he went to the ears of the camel and he wrapped it and feel it. And he said, who's the owner? Then the owner came and said, you look up this camel, you never give food and drink for so many days. Fear Allah in that animal. They will ask you about their right on the day of Qiyamah. When we talk about that, you know, the people only say, how come the camel took? كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ. Every creation of Allah knows its own way of explanation, because talking to the Nabi. Alright, you're talking about the camel and you're not happy that the camel talk. What about the trunk of the palm tree in the masjid of Rasulullah? It was a member. And then it has a emotion and tears and some senses of grief towards Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't believe like that? If you don't want to believe that object got a feeling, What about Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he spoke to the mountain of Uhud? And he said, calm down mountain, on top of you, a Nabi and Siddiq and Shaheed. Alright. What about that hadith when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uhud, the mountain of Uhud, Jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuh. This mountain loves us, we love him. What about that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about earth, and when he said that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bi anna rabbaka awha laha, Allah inspired and revealed to the earth. You must talk. Brother, sister in Islam, Namla, the aunt of Nabi Sulaiman, was talking. So, oh Naml, go inside your homes, Sulaiman will break you. And Nabi Sulaiman did hear the Naml. What about the stone and the sand was making dhikr on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We do believe that there are so many languages and communication, but walakin la tafqahuna tasbiha, but you do not know the language of it. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the ummah, do not kill the frog. Why? لا تقتلوا الضفدع. Do not kill the frog. Why? فَإِنَّ نَقِيقَهَا تَسْبِيح. That sound of that frog is dhikrullah. Do not kill that frog. Right. Do not insult the rooster because it is adhan, waking people for salah. When we talk about that language, that kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbiha, all the creation of Allah knows how to praise Allah. The problem is, you don't, walakin la tafqahuna tasbiha, you do not understand. If I start to talk Arabic now, or we talk French, you won't catch what I'm saying. So I'm a human being like you, and you're unable. Now you want to know the other thing there. They ask Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, everything talking and praising Allah? He said, yes. So they ask him, why we cannot hear it? Why we can't listen? He gave a beautiful answer. These people grow up around Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know how to answer. Not like me and you. He said, لَوْ سَمِعْتُمُوهَا مَسْتَعْمَلْتُمُوهَا. If you hear it, you will never use it. Wallahi. When I go run quickly to slaughter the chicken, and I find the chicken say, La hawla wa la quwwata yasin wal Quran. Must I slot that Maulana there? Or that Sheikh there? If I want to cut the tree, and I find the tree in the position of sajda, utilawatul Quran, which heart will allow you to kill that tree or chop it? Make shukr that this creation of Allah we don't understand. Otherwise, we're going to hear the la'na from our birds because we never feed them. We're going to hear so many dua against us. And when the evil person died, so the angel said, the insan get rest of him, and animals get rest of him, and birds and insects, even the trees. So I was asking the ustaz, I say, what's wrong when the evil person died? We understand that human being can get rest. Mustarihum wa mustarahum min. He resting, and people rest from his evil. So, the Ustaz said, yes, because sometimes insan when he commit a sin, Allah don't bring rain. That rain when it stop, the animal will get thirsty. So the animal say, may Allah punish, curse of Allah upon the one who is making haram to make Allah angry because he deprived us. Or the trees, or sometimes the evil of this dunya, fasad, can come to the animal. And we see now the animal gets sickness. We never heard about it. The bird flu and swine flu, and I don't know that flu. You think that animal brought that flu. It's one insan brought that musibah. Brother and sister in Islam, make shukr that you don't know the language of animal or bird. Otherwise you won't survive. You won't have pleasure. Must I enter my room, I heard what the curtain saying and the cupboard saying and the tiles and the shoes and all that, how are you going to sleep? Make shukr that Allah make it ghaib. Ghaib, it means unseen. Even for those who commit a sin, you must make shukr that Allah kept malaika ghaib and jinn ghaib. Otherwise, it's going to be a disaster. You want to sit at home and you find three malaika passing there, say assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam, and then you find one jinnat passing here, and then you find the sound of the curtain and the roof and ceiling, oh, it won't be a good life. Make shukr that this salawat and tasbihat of the creation of Allah is unseen, secret, for your convenience, to enjoy your life. And then you'll see in the day of Qiyamah that language and that conversation between you and the other creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, we got many type of camel, you got many, we got rules, the haqq of the animal, the right. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, he said, irkabuha saliha wa akuluha saliha. Eat it in the right age and ride the animal on the right age. Suitable. You're not allowed to slaughter the animal before its right age. In camel, you got a very well-known female camel in the history of Islam. It's called Naqatul Basus. I don't know if you heard about this or not. Naqatul Basus, there was one lady, her name is Basus. She was looking after the camel, and then they run, they kill the baby camel of that lady, and then she seek help by the Arabs, and then the Arabs set up a war for 40 years just to revenge on that baby camel who been killed. Arabs used to love the camel a lot. And then, as I said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned the camel with the greatest creation of Allah. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ and الْجِبَالِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Before all the big creation, Allah mentioned the camel. We got something, it's called al-wasila. What is al-wasila? Any female camel give baby girl or baby female two times. We call it wasila. The Arabs used to give that camel for the idols. And they leave even the following male camel, they leave it. They call it wasila. Al-ham. Al-ham is a male camel, has only brother or another camel, is called male, and the mother never give anything. We got ishar, the female camel, pregnant 10 months. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. And as I mentioned now, al-hujn, the camel use it in the war for fighting, only fighting. Now, a sa'iba, a female camel, give 10 female baby, so the Arab take this camel and leave it on the haram day, they say, khalas, we can use it, it's belong to us. That before Islam, not after Islam. And then Bahira, they in Surah Ma'idah, they chop the ears of this animal, because they got, the first baby of this female, become a female, and then now before Islam they say no, this animal is khalas, we can use it. ما جعل الله من بحيرة ولا سائبة ولا وصيلة ولا حام ولكن الذين كفروا على الله الكذب وأكثرهم لا يعقلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correcting the Arabs, you say why you classify the camel like that and why you make it one holy and one is not holy. Now we'll come for the meat of the camel. The meat of the camel, you know now, you can see Imam Abu Hanifa said some ra'i, and then you go for Imam Shafi'i and Imam Ahmad. Anyhow, you find some people, they say that when you eat the meat of the camel, you have to go and make wudu. So the ulama explain, you see, why it is a sunnah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You make wudu from it because of reason. What is that reason? The meat of the camel has a heat of energy, and that heat goes to the heat of the body and make you have a short temper. So when you have that short temper, you can fight any time. So what you do to bring that heat to normal, run quickly, make wudu, inshallah that heat of that meat will go away, and you see the Bedouin, those who live in the desert, just go trouble them and see. As I said, now 40 years fighting for one nation, killed the female camel, the baby female camel. Now we having another one. I see my time is running. Another one, it's called crow, al-ghurab. This we call him mazloom, the accused one. here in South Africa, once you see the crow or the black bird by the window, oh, this auntie phone, Sheikh, what happened? There is a black bird who is hitting the window there for 1 week. This is Ghurab, the crow. But this animal here, I feel sorry for it because people, they are unfair to him and they oppress him and they always accuse him for nothing. But Allah mentioned the Ghurab in Quran in a beautiful way. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to our program. And once again, we say shukran that you tune into our program. In behalf of all my friends here on the studio, we say shukran jazeelan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us and the radio as a way of hidayah, inshallah. Before the break, I was talking about the other bird mentioned in Quran Kareem. In our society, we accuse it and we become unfavorite because we have some superstition, we have some wrong thought, some traditional thought that we already accuse something. Oh, some people, they already stand against the creation of Allah for nothing. The crow, we call it ghurab. This ghurab, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about it in Quran in a beautiful way. I don't know why we hate it. This ghurab, or that crow, Allah said, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا. So being sent by Allah to the son of Adam, Qabil, when he killed his brother Habil, so Allah has sent Ghurab. So we say the Ghurab was in a mission from Allah to dunya, to Bani Adam. Then yabhathu fil ard, dig on the earth, liyurihi kaifa. So Ghurab is the first teacher for human being to teach how to make burial. So muallim, madrasa, teaching a lesson to son of Adam how to bury. And what a beautiful teaching. Imagine that we don't bury. We Muslim, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we are very proud of the sunnah of burial, because till now we understand and we appreciate the favor of Allah and His Rasul when He told the ummah how to bury in a beautiful way, which the whole dunya get amazed when we see the Muslim how to wash the body and bury the body. So, ba'ath Allahu ghurab, Allah has sent the crow. So he dig on the ground, on the soil, to teach the son of Adam, Qabil, kayfa yuwari, how he put and hide, bury his brother. So what I'm trying to say, burial of the Muslim is the fitrah, is natural fitrah of Allah. Yuwari saw'ata akhi, the confidential, private of his brother. Because once the human died, he becomes saw'ah. What is saw'ah? Some faulty, the body become faulty. When the person died, his name is Muhammad, we don't say go to hospital to fetch Muhammad. We say come and fetch the body. We'll pick up the body from the house. There's no more that word Abdullah or Muhammad, because it becomes saw'ah. You leave it 1 day or two or three, it becomes saw'ah, takleef, burden. Our body with no ruh, it's saw'ah, it's awrah. It's like a private, you don't want to see. Unwelcomed. And the people run away even, they don't like to see the dead body. His friend or whatever, the wife can't sleep next to the body of her husband. And then you don't want even the clothes. They give the clothes away and the shoes. They quickly take this one here. And then if the mother don't want to accept the body and accept the burial, and then the brother and the family quickly call that Maulana for ghusl and quickly take the body, so we say he left his mother and go to the other mother. Which one? Qabr, ard. It's a mother. And what a beautiful mother, doesn't complain. Take the kafir, believer, young, the in accident, sick person, the one who smells, the one who doesn't smell, earth, the soil, It's our mother. And give us a hug and solve our sawah, our awrah. Wallahi, you can't keep your husband or your father in the house for 1 week or 2 weeks, he smells. But the earth, this earth, it's our mother. Take that smell of that dead body, take that fat of that body, and say, come, welcome home to the hug of your mom till the day of Qiyamah. That's why we said, it is a sawah. Allah said, that ghurab, the crow, taught the son of Adam how to cover and make satr and conceal awra sawata akhi. It means awrata akhi, that something is called the pain of the body, or that unwelcome body in dunya. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the quality of insan. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wala ajsamikum. Allah does not look at your image or the size of your body. Reason: once your ruh go out, you become awrah. And then the son of Adam said, qala ya waylati, woe to me, a'ajasta an akuna mithlu hadha al-ghurab. How come I could not be like this crow, that small bird? فَأُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِي, so that I can cover and conceal that privacy of and the body of my brother and sister in Islam. We learn something from that. Really, we learn it. That Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent each and every creature in this dunya for a reason. Even that pig. You say, why Allah hate pig, but he brought it here. For some reason. To pick up the dirt, whatever. So, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Only Allah knows his soldiers passing his message to earth. Like this crow. And then, the first muallim, the first teacher to insan, and not normal teacher, teaching shara'i' and fada'il, teaching burial, is like a fiqh lesson. And very intelligent bird. I was reading about it. Subhanallah. This world of crow, or that bird, they got their own judgment system. Really, that they call it the crow court. The crow court, it's called natural justice. For every crime, there is punishment. If the adult or the big crow force and steal the food of the babies, so that kingdom of the crow force him to peel his feathers, become naked. The ulama said yes, because he was overpowering the weak, the powerless. So now when we take off his feathers, also he become a baby and he become powerless, someone else will feed him. That's called the justice. If he break the nest of the crow, so the kingdom of that bird force him to rebuild it again by himself. If any nest or any home of the crow broken by some crow, he must rebuild it again. Allahu Akbar. If he rape a female, they take him to the empty field and executed him, killed him for raping. And then you find the burial system. You will never find a crow died on the road. I challenge you, if you find one crow died, even if died, they come and pick him up and bury him. As I said now, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْ إِلَّا أُمَمٍ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. There's no animal or living being or birds fly with its wing except being to be a nation like you. Nation. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke in Quran about so many, and talking about the dog of the people of the cave, Surah Kahf. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said in Quran, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ. Allah taught Nabi Sulaiman the tongue or the language of birds. So he has language. This creation of Allah got language. Words and vocab and sentences and everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Zubaba, the flies, ant, the namla, spoke about nahl, the peas, talk about ghanam, the sheep, ba'uda, mosquito, talk about ankabut, spider, hudhud, that hopo or the woodpecker, I don't know what you call it in English, this. We got hayya, the snake. We talk about monkeys, and then about goats, a mule, horses, donkeys, whale, and then wolf. And then we talk about insects in the Quran, cow, the baqara, you know it very well. And the interesting thing is ankabut, that the spider. Surah al-Ankabut, surah, full surah is called Surah al-Ankabut. Inna awhana al-biyut li-bayt al-Ankabut. The worst, the weakest home is the home of spider. Then people think that this Surah al-Ankabut talking about the spider who was there by the cave of Rasulullah. No, 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 no. This surah is a lesson for me and you that we should not build our home like the home of spider. Reason? Because the house of spider is very weak. When we talk about weakness, physical weakness, or maybe even the spiritual weakness. So look at your house. Did you build your house in an Islamic way so that nothing can attack this house? Rain, sun, or people come and see your private life on this house. Baitul Ankabut, the spider home, doesn't protect you from the sun, heat, cold, rain, wind. That's why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protected Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with such creation like that to tell the kuffar of Quraysh, I protected him with this, it's the weakest and the powerless creation. I don't send angel to protect him. That. And then, it's not the weakness of the spider is not in his house. Even in his lifestyle. This Baitul Ankabut, he spent so long, and then any type of movement or any type of wind destroy it. Now, let me ask my listeners and ask myself, is your house very powerful? When we say house, I mean your relationship between your wife and your children, family, those people live in the house. Are they stable? This house full of rahmah, love. Because Ankabut, the spider, the wife are not honest to the husband. When it get angry, kill the husband. Then, this, when the Ankabut get hungry, they eat the baby. Or eat the eggs. Then, very, very stingy and lazy to feed the baby. And leave the children hit each other and kill each other and eat each other. So, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, Inna awhana al-biyut labaytul ankabut. So leave the ankabut now and talk about our family. Is our house protected with iman? Right. Is your house have harmony and love and peace, or the children fight with one another, hate with one another, or the mother cheat the husband, or betray him, or not honest to him? House of Ankabut is very dangerous. It's a trap. It's not a house, it's a trap. So, quickly go and trap the innocent one, and this is exactly what is happening in some of our houses. How many houses become fitna and become a trap for the people to enter this house and go out with sin and musibah? How many homes and houses full of shirk, fasad, and injustice, and violence, and drugs? So when we read Surah Al-Ankabut, we must double check and think about our home, the place we rest, is it Islamic one, good deen, sunnah, love, mercy, or we got violence in our home and people get enjoyed in the hotel more than their own house. Brother and sister Islam, I invite you now to read Surah Al-Ankabut to see what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said about the Ankabut. Now we'll talk about ant, the naml. This surah, why I choose the surah, this is a special surah about the naml. Too much words and too much bayan from the ulama about naml. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala was blaming Nabi because one ant bite him, so he burned all the homes of the naml. So Allah sent Jibreel as-salam to that Nabi and told him, because of one you did kill ummatun to sabbih, you did kill a nation who was busy making zikrullah. And the Sahabi used to get food and give it there next to the wall. They ask him, why? You say, no, his ant is our neighbor and we have to feed our neighbor. As I said, also is a nation, is a alam, world, kingdom, has rules and everything. As I said, umamun amthalukum. If you look at the creature of the ant, it's ajib. That's why when we talk about our thumb, our finger, we call it enamel. What is enamel? It's very fast. You got certain harmony. This namla can see from far. That's why they realized Nabi Sulaiman from far. This namla has deen, excused Nabi Sulaiman and said, hey, naml, enter your home, because Sulaiman will break you. Wahum la yash'urun. Wahum la yash'urun. While they don't understand. So why we need nur? Why do we need light at night? Because we're scared that something more powerful than us break us. Or maybe we break something smaller than us. So why you leave the light there next to you when you're sleeping? Because you're scared that you're going to bump yourself there on a wall. Or you step over your child and you kill him. Or you break something. We need nur. That's why you said you must get nur. Can't you see? Nurun ala nur. I was talking to someone who said, Quran al-Karim is nur. Without Quran, you're going to bomb yourself everywhere. Because you rely on philosophy. You rely on your intellectual power. You rely on, say, well, Sheikh, you must get tosh with you. That tosh or that light is called nur. And then, that nur will give you nur and give the others nur. Quran al-Karim, nurun ala nur. Light upon light. So you cannot read the book and ignore the kitab of Allah, because you're seeking another different nur, won't help you. Naml, the ant, they call it 20% of all the living things here in this world. There are too many. In every part of this world, universe, you find ant. Society, they don't live single. So we tell the brother, look at the ant, they go in a group and see. If you watch the ant, how they move and all that, hey, it's like a factory or company, I don't know what. Some ants moving, they don't carry nothing. And then they whisper to one another, and then one give and another one leave. And someone walk a little bit and return back. It's a kingdom. There's instruction there. That's why they call it alamun naml. Once you find ant, it means there is rizq there, there is sustenance there. And then they got the system. They got system how to live, how to work. You got the king. Now we go for hudhud. That hudhud, I don't know how it's Bilal. Hudhud is a woodpecker or the hopo, what you call that one for Nabi. Hudhud, we call it hopo. Yeah. Alright. That hudhud. Hudhud. We call it press agent. Or we can say intelligence. That agency for spying. This HOPU, the H-O-P-P-O, I got it here, is HOPU. Right? Love his homeland a lot. So what a good spy when he loves his homeland. He will never be double agent. He will get one agent. Lot of sabr. Lot of sabr. Make sabr. Doesn't cheat ever. Doesn't betray and cheat ever. Very sharp eye vision. He can see nice. Very proud of himself. Doesn't live with the other birds or socialize with the other bird. feeding his wife while she's, and then he lie on the eggs. Was very gentle, very gentle, very romantic to his wife. Seeing the water under the ground, I don't know how, very fast, beautiful looking, so he can send him as an ambassador. And then he knows how to run away and hide himself. Then Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam was looking at him. He never looked for chicken, who never looked for a snake. He say, "Mali la ara al-hudhud." Where is the hudhud? But King Malik, the king of the country, he worry about hudhud. Yes, because this hudhud has a mission. Nabi Sulaiman sent him to do something, ambassador. And then, am kana min al-ghaibin. Oh, he was dodging. It shows that the Amir or the father must check the children. Where is Muhammad? Where is Fatima? You can't just say, okay, fine, he's gonna come. Where is my baby? Where is my son? Where is my wife? Why my daughter is late today? Ma li la ara al-hudhud am kana min al-ghaibin. And then Hudhud came and said, hey Sulaiman, don't shout. Ahattu bima lam tuhit bih. I got information, you don't have it. I don't know if you can go to the brazen of the Kentra and tell him that he's going to kill you one time. But this Hudhud, he got self-confidence. He got gut and got trust in his himself. And he stand as not coward. He said, Ahattu bima lam tuhit bih. I got information, you don't have it. Allahu Akbar. And how come Sulaiman alayhi salam accepted that rough language from him? The freedom of speech. And waji'tuka min saba'in binaba'in yaqeen. I came from overseas with the absolute true information. And then the Hudhud start to inform Nabi Sulaiman, inni wajadtu imra'atan tamlukuhum. I find one lady was ruling the society. Hudhud was not happy that woman was as a queen. Walaha arshun azim, and she has a big throne. It means also he checked. Wajadtuha wa qawmuha yasjuduna lishams. I found her and her people making sajda to the sun. It means this Hudhud knows tawheed of Allah, knows shirk. How come he was not happy that this lady prostrating to the shams? Min dunillah, besides Allah. Oh, he was very, very shocked when he see human being making sajda to something besides Allah. And then the Hudhud said, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Oh, he knows the reason for that shirk. Shaitan beautify for them that a'mal or that shirk. It's not from them, it's from Shaitan. Hudhud is giving Nabi Sulaiman, فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. And that Shaitan blocked the human being from. Is a sheikh this who giving bayan or what? فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. And they don't have hidayah. If you look at the speech of this Hudhud, it means he's very well intelligent and very well learned. He got iman and he got da'wah. And he came to tell Nabi Sulaiman, it's what a nice spy. Spy about shirk. Spy about the deen is not haram. And then Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam accepted that from him and he said, we'll see. Asadaqta am kunta min al kathibin. We'll double check this information. Thank you. We'll check there and we'll see if you are speaking the truth or you come as an intelligent giving us a false information causing a world war for false information as we see here in our life. They give false information and you see the war of Iraq and war of what for nothing. Brother and sister Islam, unfortunately my time is up, but I invite you to have a look at the animal in Quran al-Kareem to see why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give a space to some animals in the surah, which that Quran will be recited in the day of Qiyamah, is not the worst of word, not the worst of the space in Quran. There is a reason and wisdom behind it. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the love of Quran and understanding of Quran. Shukran jazeelan. Till we see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.